A Barry psychotherapist ticketed for trespassing in Bursey Park near a homeless encampment last summer is making a deputation to City Council on Wednesday concerning this year's police budget increase. Caitlin Baldwin, a registered psychotherapist, was handcuffed by city police officers and removed from the park's entrance at Peel and Sophia Streets on September 11. After she was removed from Bursey Park, Baldwin had her handcuffs removed on the sidewalk and was then given a provincial offences notice of trespassing. Baldwin declined a request for an interview Friday. "I trust that my deputation on Wednesday will be sufficient to answer any questions you may have," she said by email. In her deputation request to the city, Baldwin said its purpose is to present facts, statistics and opinions as a social service provider about the proposed police budget increase. Her deputation will be a maximum of 5 minutes, although councillors can ask Baldwin questions afterwards. Local resident Michael Spears speaks at a rally in downtown Barrie in this file photo. Raymond Bowie, Barrie Today. "Council will consider final approval Wednesday of a $72.24 million police budget for 2025, a $4.72 million or 6.99% increase from last year. Barrie police spending is 22.58% of the city's 2025 operating budget. City homeowners are facing a 4.28% increase to their property taxes this year, on a typical home assessed at $369,000 and with $4,994 in taxes last year. The total taxes on that typical home would be $213.88 more this year than in 2024. Of that 4.28% increase, 1.47% goes to police costs this year." At the time of her trespassing notice, Baldwin said she intended to be arrested. "I went into the encampment and trespassed to make sure the residents there were made aware of their rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms," she told Barrie Today, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today, at the time. "They are taking advantage of the fact that people don't know the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and the fact they are vulnerable, and forcing them out when they don't actually have to leave." At the time, the Bursey Park homeless encampment was in the process of being closed by the city. Several people were given trespassing notices for refusing to leave or attempting to gain access to the park, located in the city block bordered by Wellington, Sophia, Peel and Bursey Streets. Barrie resident Michael Spears is also making a deputation to council Wednesday, speaking in opposition to council's approval of the Barrie Police Service's 2025 budget. "Policing costs in Barrie are out of control, and council's out-of-date thinking and rubber-stamp approval year after year is pure negligence," he said. "Higher police budgets are hurting our community and making it less safe. Money that goes to the police can be better spent on services and resources that people need, improving lives and reducing crime in the process," Spears added. The police budget is part of the city's 2025 operating and capital budget, and will be considered for final approval on Wednesday, January 29. It sets property taxes and sets service levels, paying for more than 60 city services such as firefighting, snow clearing, road repairs, garbage pickup, transit, parks and recreation, and water treatment.